Some flea and tick treatments that are meant to keep your pets safe are actually hurting them. The Environmental Protection Agency says tens of thousands of dogs and cats have gotten sick and hundreds have died from pesticides applied to their skin. And as NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports, the EPA is now investigating.
Veterinarian Gerald Boone is examining an adorable puppy brought in by Jorge Reyes. Cookie has one blue eye, one green one, and a big round belly.
What's wrong with the little guy today?
She had diarrhea twice today.
Okay.
And I just want to have it checked out.
Okay.
Boone suspects worms, so he takes a fecal sample. One glance under the microscope proves his hunch was right. This puppy probably got them from her mother, but pets do get other parasites from fleas, and they get Lyme disease and other infections from ticks. That's why lots of people use topical treatments to kill the pests. But that's not what Cookie's getting.
Okay, this tablet I'm giving her is the dewormer.
Would you recommend that this dog get pesticide treatment for fleas and ticks?
Not at this age, no.
Owners giving treatments to pets that are too young is just one of the many reasons that dogs and cats have been getting sick from the pesticides. Like many vets, Boone says he's seen lots of cats and dogs having bad reactions to the products.
Usually in the area that they apply the medication, there's usually some redness, some hair loss, a lot of itching, sometimes fever and vomiting. A lot of times pets will actually lick the actual product and ingest it orally, and that's when you can see some of the severe allergic reactions, because probably it wasn't applied correctly.
He thinks most of the time when cats and dogs get sick, it's because owners aren't using the products the right way. That's what the Environmental Protection Agency concludes too, but it doesn't blame the owners.
We determined based on our review that one of the biggest problems is that the labels are not clear.
Steve Owens heads the EPA's pesticide office.
So you really can't say that if you bought a pet product and did exactly what the label said that there wouldn't be injury to your pet.
Owens is a pet lover. He has two dogs and three cats. His office discovered that many people use pesticides on cats that were meant for dogs, or apply doses meant for large dogs on small dogs. The agency is working with the manufacturers to make the labels easily understandable. It's also urging pet owners to consult their vets, and it's still investigating whether a few of the products might be toxic.
But by and large, for the vast majority of these products, if they are used in the way that they are intended to be used, they should be safe for your pets.
Still, Owen stresses these pesticides are poison. Since pets sometimes lick each other and children snuggle pets, pets that have gotten treatments should be kept away from other pets and children. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.